1, 2, 3, Radio for Kids!
Hi, welcome back to Radio for Kids. I am Callie, your Radio for Kids host. Last time on Radio for Kids, we learned that good citizens are welcoming. This time, we will learn how good citizens are patient. What do you know about patience? The Bell family is talking about being patient right now. Let's listen to what they are saying.
We are the Bell family.
I'm Mom.
I'm Rosa.
I'm Nora.
I'm Grace.
I'm Miles.
I'm Benji.
I'm Dad.
The list of the many ways we can become good citizens keeps growing. Being loving, helpful, generous, respectful, empathetic, honest, and welcoming. Wow, that's a lot to keep us busy. Today, my family is adding one more, patience. Listen to see what you can learn from our conversation.
After church today, we were playing freeze tag, and Jack kept cheating. He was supposed to stay frozen until someone came to unfreeze him, but he would just take off running again.
That's so annoying. He wants to play with a cheater anyway.
Well, maybe he doesn't know how to be patient yet.
Everyone was getting mad at him, and we were telling him if he doesn't stop, he can't play.
Did you hear the text the minister read today? It was from Proverbs 15, verse 18. A hot-tempered person stirs up conflict, but the one who is patient calms a quarrel. It helps you be a good friend and a good citizen if you try to be patient with someone who is making you feel angry. Patience helps you to remain calm and not do something you will regret later.
It seems to me that we are impatient people. Everywhere around us, we can feel busyness and hurry. Our phones and computers make it possible to have things quickly. We can forget what it is like to wait for things.
That's true. Our teacher said our brains seem to be wired for instant gratification, which means we want things right now. We don't like to wait.
Like Jack, he doesn't like to wait. He isn't very patient.
Yep, patience is learning self-control. It's not so fun to be with someone who doesn't have self-control. They might just bop you on the head.
I think our teacher has said a million times, respect each other, stay calm, wait and take your turn. Think before you act. It'll make a better person.
The Bible also teaches us to be patient in our interactions with others. In Colossians 3:12-13, it says to clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And that applies to everyone we meet, even someone we find difficult to love. When we are patient, it can show others that we are believers.
It is true that young children are learning to be patient, but even adults fail at this. The Bible says in Timothy 1:16, but for that very reason I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. Even though we fail many times, Jesus, who is perfect, never fails to be patient with us. Others may see that if he shows patience with us, he will be with them too.
The Bible has many verses about patience. We know it is something we want to strive for. How great it is that even now we can believe our impatience forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. God can help us be good citizens. He will help us learn to be patient, just like it says in Ephesians 4:2, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing one another in love.
Right. I remind the other kids to be patient with Jack.
My family learned some important things about patience. A good citizen has a lot of traits to practice. Listen to them discuss responsibility in the next broadcast.
Seeking
We just heard Song of Zion 413, Follow and Serve the Harvest Lord. From the LLC album, From Heart to Heart, Their Love Abides. Before that, the Bell family discussed how good citizens are patient. We learned that patience is having self-control and being able to wait. We also learned that Jesus is the most patient of all. What makes God and Jesus the most patient ones of all? Let's find out by listening to the article from the Shepherd's Voice.
Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. 1 Corinthians 13:4 NIV. Mom just got home from grocery shopping and has bought a treat. She says everyone can have a donut after supper. Where are they? Johnny asks. I get first pick, Martha says. No, I get first because I'm the youngest, Amy says. Johnny runs to find the donuts and brings them to the table. All three kids eye them and begin to argue which one is theirs. I get the one with sprinkles on top, Amy says. No, I want that one, Johnny says. Mom closes the donut box and puts it on the shelf. Be patient, she says. Remember, you'll each have one after supper. Has this ever happened at your house? It's hard to wait for something we want, whether a treat or maybe a birthday or Christmas gift. Waiting nicely is to be patient. Did you know when you have patience, you are showing love? You are showing love to your mom or dad when you are patient. They will surely appreciate it when you show love in this way. Do you know who else is happy when you behave with patience? God is. The Bible tells us that God is love. One way God shows his love is that he is long-suffering with us. Long-suffering is another word for patient. He continues to forgive us our sins even though we are faulty and fall into sin again and again. Jesus says, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another." John 13:35. It is hard to be patient with someone if they are mean to us. Has someone ever been mean to you, called you names, or not wanted to play with you over and over again? How does this make you feel? We may want to do the same thing to them so they know how it feels. Is this what Jesus wants us to do? Certainly not. Jesus wants us to be long-suffering, patient with one another. He even tells us to love our enemies. In the Old Testament, God led the children of Israel out of slavery in Egypt to the promised land of Canaan. The journey in the wilderness lasted 40 years. On this journey, the children of Israel complained to God many times. When they were hungry, God sent manna from heaven for them to eat. When they were thirsty, God let water flow from a rock. On this journey, God showed love and patience to his children and led those who trusted in him from the promised land of Canaan. God is loving and patient with us too. He feeds us, clothes us, and cares for us and forgives us. Let us remember how much God loves us. He wants us to show love and patience with one another, and to forgive and help each other on the way to heaven. Roger Plow.
We just heard Kenya read Love is Patient from the December 2018, January 2019 Shepherd's Voice. We learned that another word for patient is long-suffering. We also learned that God is the most patient one of all because he continues to forgive our sins even though we sin over and over. Just as God is patient and loving with us, we can also try to be patient with each other. Even when we want to be patient, it can be hard to wait. There is a poem about this in the June-July 2023 Shepherd's Voice. The poem is called Waiting, and it is by Karen McAdams. In the poem, a child is waiting for a turn on the swings. They remember that mother says there's blessing in waiting. What do you think that means? Think about this while we listen to Miles read a poem.
Feet swing, sighs ring, wonder when I get a turn. Eyes blink, mind thinks, other kids all get a turn. My patience can't last, my patience has passed. Mother says there's blessing in waiting. Eyes wander, mind ponders, why must I wait this long? Heart knows, face just turns, shouldn't stretch along. Heart thumps, knees bump, will my turn be coming soon? Toes twitch, legs shift, yes, my turn is coming soon. I sit in the swing, I turn my face skyward, my heart starts to sing, I swing higher and higher, on eagle wings soaring, my turn is the best, my patience restoring, the long wait was blessed.
We just heard Song of Zion 466, Little Hands I Fold Together, from the LLC album Children Sing of Their Friend One. Before that, we heard Miles read a poem, Waiting, from the June-July 2023 Shepherd's Voice. We heard that there is blessing in waiting. Did you figure out what this means? Talk with your family at home about blessings come from being patient. Now it's time to hear from our Radio for Kids reporter, Anya. Let's listen as she interviews kids Beckett and Kinsley about their families.
Hi, I'm Anya, and today we will be learning about my guests, Beckett and Kinsley. Tell us about your family. Who is in your family?
Mom and Dad, Beckett, Kinsley, Sawyer, Sylvie, Isla.
Okay, what do you like to do with your family?
I like to ski and bike with my family.
What do you love about your family?
That I always have a sibling to play with.
That's so cute. Okay, thanks for joining us today.
We just heard Song of Zion 430, Joyful Voices Clearly Ringing, from the LFC album Praise Him. Before that, our Radio for Kids reporter Anya interviewed Beckett and Kinsley about their family. Do you know what it means to be responsible? On our next Radio for Kids program, we will hear the Bell family talk about good citizens are responsible. We will also hear more songs and stories and other interviews where kids tell about their family. Join us next time on Radio for Kids. See you soon.
Radio for Kids.